Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And can sit around and chuck it the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Tuned in to GEI Radio. This is Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Hey, man. What's going on, man? GG in the house, in the building, across the online waves and all that, man. Hey, tonight, I'm super excited. Man, I'm super excited every night, Tone. Man, how you feeling, bro?
Every night. I'm good, man. I'm chilling. I'm laid back tonight, but I'm good.
Lay back. Okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool, man. Listen, I want to welcome everybody personally to Freaky Friday. It is Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're Central Standard Time, it's 8-ish, right? If you're Pacific Standard Time in Cali, West Coast, it's 6-something. And if you're Mountain Time, right, because we always forget Mountain Time, it's 7-something. You know what I mean? We ain't going to forget it now because we had, you know, we had Arizona representing a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, we always going to show love to Zona. Hey, you remember that Martin episode when dude was like, sorry I lied to you, Martin. I just didn't want to go to Arizona. I meant to say that shit when she was on the line a couple of weeks ago, y'all. But, hey, man, I'm excited, bro. Congratulations, GEI Films and stuff. I'm not even going to get all into that, man. But I just got to show some love to the whole organization, man. You guys are doing really big things. But you've been doing big things, but you done stepped it up a notch. I ain't going to lie to you, man. You guys stepped it up a notch, bro. I salute you. And the whole squad, man.
And I got to give a big shout-out to you, you know, for being in the film, coming up, kicking it with us. I actually got a chance to look over the some of the film today. And it's going to be dope, man. It's going to be dope. So be looking out for that. It's coming together.
Oh, man. Let me ask you this, it was a lot of fun.
Before we get into it, how was your stay in the area up north? Did you get some seafood?
Yeah. So, I forgot that folks knew that I was up there. I don't eat seafood and I don't eat soul food, man. Those are my two things that people don't like about me, man. Yeah, I know, bro. I know. Don't judge. But people that know me closely know that I don't do any type of seafood, no fish, crab, shrimps, mussels. I don't care how you mix and match it, man. I ain't eating none of that. And then with the soul food situation, man, I'm very limited. You know, I don't do pork chops and ham hocks and stuff like that, man. But I'm working on trying to get into it. Like, I'll eat some greens. Now, of course, I eat macaroni and cheese. I don't consider that soul food. Mac and cheese is what it is. I don't eat any type of beans, man. My diet is really, really peculiar, man. But I'm working on that, man. I'm working on that. But my stay in B-more / D.C., the whole DMV, man, was really, really good, man. It was different from ATL. And then, you know, I was in Texas the week prior, and it was very different, but in a good way, though. The roads ain't worth shit. I do have to say that. The roads ain't worth a damn.
I gotta say that, man.
But yeah, I'm glad I was in a rental, man, but I thought I was going to have to put four tires on that thing, man, before I turned it back in. But it was good. And let me tell you guys why. We're going to get into the show, man. But let me tell you what was so interesting about B-more, that old DMV. Shout out to the old DMV area. Is I did not deal with any type of racial issues, man. The white folks was lovely. The Latino community, you know, there might have been two or three Asians out there. The Hispanic community. Everybody, man, just kind of showed love. I mean, I don't know if it was me because nobody recognized me like that, but it was just a really good atmosphere, man. Everybody was cool. It was just real positive to see, man, that, you know, there are places that aren't like they're being portrayed on in the media. And that was a beautiful thing, man. And that goes from being at that little-ass airport to, you know. Well, actually, the airport is bad. BWI is a nice-sized airport. My bad. BWI is a nice-sized airport.
Compared to Atlanta, every airport is small.
Yeah, compared to Hartsville, everything is small. But, yeah, man, it was just a lot of love, man. It was just a lot of love. People spoke. Even through the pandemic and stuff like that and masked up, you know, that was promising, man. That was promising for all humanity. So I had a good time, right? And I got a chance to kick it, you know, being a major film. I think this is my very first major film. And so, yeah, I look forward to it, man. I haven't even really announced it or anything like that. I was going to wait, you know, for the trailer and stuff like that. But you guys will see it. Trust me, everybody will see it because it was a phenomenal project, man. I was blown away with the work ethic and just everything that you guys represent in excellence, man. So I salute you guys again.
Definitely. I'm glad to stay the straight. But, okay, you know what time it is, man. It's Freaky Friday. And for the listeners that maybe their first time getting on with us or some of the listeners that haven't been on in a couple of weeks, for the past, like, maybe 4 to 5 weeks, we've been bringing on a special guest. This week, we got another special guest. Special guest, if you're on, press 1 so we can know, so we can plug you in.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 1 if you're on right now. The cool thing about this guest is we had a TV show, right? We used to do that. I used to do in my old studio up here, and she was one of the guests on there, and it was off the chain. Like that was like one of our best episodes. Like it was crazy. So I know tonight is gonna be.
She's
with it. Yeah, definitely. She definitely is. Like it was a dope show. We had a lot of fun last time, so I definitely wanted to get her on this show. So without further ado, let's bring her on. Special guest, you on? What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, cool. I got my headphones in. All right. Yeah, Tone, how you doing? I remember that night. I don't even know how I got home that night. Oh, my God. That was.
Oh, wow.
That was weird.
It was crazy. Definitely was.
It was. I had a lot of fun. I did. I remember that night.
Before we get into the show, can you introduce yourself, let everybody know what you do and everything, your name, and introduce yourself to the caller?
So for those that don't know me, and probably a lot of people don't know me, my name is Chris, Ms. Chris. I am a model in the DMV area. I model, like I said, locally in the area. As a hobby, I love what I do. I also hosted a couple of internet radio shows on the radio network, the Miss O Show. And also, I was a co-host on the 420 Radio. Shout out to them if they're listening. Had a lot of fun with that. So, yeah, I definitely feel like entertainment is one of my niches. So, is that the right word? But, yeah. I just have a lot of fun interacting with people, so... And I'm also a veteran, so if any other veterans are listening, shout out to y'all too. So, all right.
Shout out to all the veterans.
Hell yeah, I'm a veteran. Yeah, definitely.
Really?
For sure, man. Air Force, man. It's 9/11, you know, so we got to recognize and have a lot of respect, man. It's a challenging time for a lot of people, you know. They have their own memories about, you know, everything that happened, the tragedy in New York. So, yeah, man, just shout out to everybody right now, man. Stay positive, especially during these times. But, yeah, man, definitely, man. Vets in the house, man. I like this already.
Yeah,
Chris, you about to get it in.
it was a little scary that day for me, 9/11. As you said that, I was like, oh, man, I'm bit of PTSD, but
yeah
we ain't gonna talk about
yeah
that.
Well, you know, that's one of the benefits of Freaky Friday. You know, we get to leave everything, man, out the door and just have a good time, man. You know, dialogue between men and women, and we talk, you know, there's no limit. You know, it's unscripted, it's all the way live, and so we're looking forward to not only having you answer some of these questions and give us some feedback, but what I can guarantee you is there's going to be some callers that get involved. So I'm just letting you know, callers get involved, man, and they ask questions and they give feedback, and that's the beauty of it, because it's really no holds barred. At the same time, it's nothing but respect, because it's a dope conversation, and, you know, so it's a beautiful thing to be able to do that. And so that being said, Tone, can you give the callers the instructions, man, if they want to get involved in the conversation, man, and just double check in case they want to send a text out how people can get in this thing, man, this evening?
Definitely. If you're listening online, we have a chat board, so you can just type in your questions and we'll answer them. If you're calling in on your phone and you want to chime in, press 1. and myself or Gigi, well, both of us will answer the question. Just press one and we'll plug you in. And that's pretty much it, man. Let's go. Let's get into it. Gigi, I'm going to let you start off this week.
I'm glad you did, my brother. I'm glad you did. So we going with Miss Chris. Do you like to be called Miss Chris?
I do. I love it.
Okay, good. Okay, Miss Chris. So listen, we're I want you to do me a favor, and this is a two-part situation.
What'd
you say?
You want to touch myself first while you're asking the question? No, I'll just fuck with you. Go ahead.
You can fuck with me. Keep fucking with me. See what happens. So I want you to describe your ideal evening that you set for your guy. So you guys been talking. Let's just say that he's been out of town, right? He's been out of town for like 2 weeks on business or whatever he tells you, right? And so you like, yo, you know, this Friday is on and popping. So this is what I need you to do. Whatever the instructions are, if you want him to meet you at the hotel, if you want him to meet you at your house, whatever, whatever. Could you do us all a favor and just give us a brief but detailed evening on how and what you would do for and to your guy with him coming back in town after 2 weeks and you guys haven't been together. What does that look like?
Oh my God, that's a lot to start off with. Okay, all right. So if he was gone and he was coming back, well, first of all, he would come to my house because this is definitely a child-free atmosphere. So
okay.
He would come back into I would meet him at the door. I would have what I wanted to cook already ready to go. We would definitely cook that meal together.
Okay.
It would be some countertop action. Me in very little clothing. And after we have cooked that meal together with a little bit of countertop action in between, you know, eating maybe some TV, wind down a little bit, went upstairs, explored each other thoroughly, and that would basically be it. Probably three rounds
okay.
of some good, some wet, some gushy, you know.
Okay. And so being with the Freaky Friday, we need the triple X version of that story. Because you saying countertop, you on the countertop, is your legs open? If he got a beard, is his beard between your legs? Is he pushing your legs back behind your ear? Do you go upstairs? Is he shower? Is we need just a little bit more. And then, you know, we can move forward then.
Okay,
we just
so
need that picture
story.
Painted.
Yeah, the legs were open. He was definitely worshiping the goddess in between. We went upstairs and finished what we started. I think there was one point, it was early when the quarantine started. People were doing those virtual, let's get together, birthday parties, whatever.
Yeah.
He was over. I looked over. He was like, come here. I dropped the whole fucking call. It was time to go. Nothing else to say. It wasn't no bye, see y'all later. It was boop. The subscriber you are trying
you
to reach is no longer than there. It was out. I was gone. Yeah.
I dig it. So how would you answer the door? I mean, what would you have on, if anything? What would you wear?
So for me, I'm pretty simple. I would answer the door in booty shorts and a wife beater. I love lingerie.
Yeah.
Like we talked about a little earlier, I do model. Most of my modeling is in lingerie, but I know that men, y'all like to look at it, but mostly you want it off. So for me,
we like to remove
it's got to be the wife beater, the shorts, something you can get off, slide to the side real quick and easy. So it's definitely going to be some booty shorts.
All right, so you said the tank top. Now, bra or no bra? The nipples popping?
No, what's going on there? No bra, no panties.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up. So That's dope. So here's the second part. So the second part is,
how you better be slapping my ass on the way up the stairs too. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you know how aggressive he can get. So, you know, grabbing ass, slapping ass. I mean, he may pick your ass up. It could go caveman style and take you upstairs, right? So all those are possibilities, right? So here's the second question. Here's the caveat to that. So how important, with him being away for 2 weeks and whatnot, and you guys finally getting it in, right, consummating the each other all over again, how important are multiple rounds when being apart from each other for so long? Like, what are your expectations? How many rounds are you expecting?
If he's gone for 2 weeks and this is, like, my steady partner, I will go with two.
Yeah. Two rounds before y'all just, hey, good night.
Yeah, I think two rounds is a reasonable expectation. Because a lot of it is, like, I'm physical, so I'm not a lot into the whole wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I do like to, like, touch, feel, taste, so you don't really have to do a whole lot of bend me over, fuck me right then, but it's like, I need to feel you, I need to drink you in, touch you, taste you, so, like, your presence is, like, the most important thing, so I think two rounds is good.
Okay.
Because the most,
so in between
important
those,
thing is, like, he's there, you know.
The presence.
The presence, definitely the presence.
Okay. That's cool. That's cool. I like that. Tony, you got anything you want to add to that, bro? Any questions?
Yeah, I just started laughing because I thought about last week when she said two rounds, and I thought about what you said last week, and I want to ask her this. So the conversation that we had last week, right, Gigi said that 45 pumps is a session. How do you feel about that?
Okay, first of all, I think somebody brought this up, like, you counted the pumps. You counted the 45 pounds. You counted the pumps. Okay.
Right. Let me paint the picture first. That's not fair. That's not fair to get her to assess that. I know everybody's having a damn blast off of that, and I meant to get the T-shirt. I'm had to get that T-shirt made. You know how that's gonna look. All right, so
that's gonna be a hashtag,
what I said was,
45 pumps.
Yeah, I did say 45 pumps. I did. Now understand, 45 pumps is separate. It's a la carte to foreplay. So you know, like you mentioned, you know, he got your legs up downstairs in the kitchen. So you know, he definitely, you know, eating dessert before dinner. And then, obviously, when you go upstairs, you got some more activity going on. So this is after that. So my thing is, you probably already came at least once. Is that fair? From head, right? You probably came at least one time just for the anticipation. So now 45 strong pumps. Think about it. Think about 45 strong pumps. So I want you to think about your legs up over his shoulders. Right. And so 45 pumps is not just, you know, in and out. He could be using leverage. He could be standing up in it. He could be leaning a little bit more forward. So now your knees are bent and he's balls
deep
in it.
He might have backed off. Yeah.
You understand? Exactly. So 45 strong pumps to me is a session. Like, you should bust.
I'm just saying, that's a number.
you should bust the 45 pumps. So
I'm
going
to go ahead and say,
now,
Gigi,
what
I was
thoughts?
Listening to, like, a prior show, and I don't know how old you are, but I think you said, like, the people in the 40s, she hit a little different in tone. I think you said you're not quite 40 yet. I was like, I'm 41, so shit, it's a little different, you know? So
you're trying to get to the nut. Am I right or wrong? Are you trying to get to the nut?
Right. I am.
Okay. All right. There we go. Tone, what you trying to say, bro? What you got to say now, man?
I think we all are. I think we all are, but count how many pumps. I don't think you count the pumps. I don't think you count, GG.
I know the whole number 45. I'm like, Look, I'm like the president 45. Like, where the fuck he get 45 from?
What? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, just 45. That's a lot of strokes.
He could have said 42, 47, 58. He said 45.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. Well, you know what, though? I got to be honest now. Subliminally and maybe subconsciously, I'll be 45 next month. So maybe. So maybe
that's
where that comes from.
Number
45. I'll be 45 next month, so that's why that number's sticking with me. It could be 44 right now. I don't know. So that's you're a good sport for that though. But yeah, well, Tone's gonna learn though. He gonna learn, man. But
he gonna learn
he got
today.
Time.
All
right. Yeah, he got time.
Wait, so what
the
hell was
the question? Sport for that. So appreciate that.
I know I'm blonde as shit, so y'all might need to like break shit down for me. So what's the last question? What we talking about? 45?
No, I was saying
he was 45
from possession.
Wait, say again.
Go ahead,
Hello?
Gigi.
Oh shit, you're breaking up. All right.
Yeah, so he was saying it can 45 pumps be considered a session? In other words, can you bust in 45 pumps if you man stroking your back?
I'm sure I can.
Have you ever counted it or timed it? Most people have not, probably. But if they start, they may not get the 45 pumps.
Now, first of all, when the sex session starts, it don't be like doo 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 doo. That shit don't start. But it's just like. It also depends on, it's a lot of mental foreplay as well. So with this particular person,
oh,
it could be, I know what his skills are. I know what I'm going to get. So I could be wet before he even gets here. So it might take 10 pumps. So
right.
It really all just depends.
That's right.
So let me ask you this.
He could get 2 pumps when I'm coming. It just depends.
There we go. Come on now.
Okay.
Come on.
So let me ask you this. So basically after what y'all saying is after you come, that's it. You good.
What do you mean that's it? I'm good. No, we gonna keep going.
Okay. So is 45.
No, I do multiples. It ain't no one orgasm and like bam, we're done. No, we gonna keep going.
Yeah, so 45 is not a session. Sorry, Gigi.
It's a nice number, though.
It's
a sexy number.
I just don't see
man.
No. I don't see no women. Like I don't see any women stop it. Even if, like, let's say you do foreplay, right, and she get one, then you start sex, and you do 20 pumps, and she come twice. She's still gonna want more. Like she's still gonna. So. It's really until the guy finishes. It's until the guy finishes because the woman could keep going. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. That is a fact.
It's like even if, because for me, like the first session is literally like the warm up. It's like now you done got, it's like an old car, like a Cadillac or something. Like you done started the engine, now we getting one, boom, 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 boom. We done warmed it up. All right. The first one's out the way, let's go. Sadly, a lot of times I'm not getting. To drive down the road, I just got the warm up. Because I'm gonna tell y'all, I had one guy, and he was all like, "We gonna make love all night." I'm like, "Oh shit, all night, God, oh shit, whoa, all night." I got there one round. Best believe it, I woke his ass up 2 more times. It's like, you gonna give me what I came here for? I want my all night.
How did you wake him up? Like, what did you do to wake him up?
I was rubbing on his dick. I was messing with him. I woke him up. I woke both of them up.
Now I gotta get up early.
I want what you promised me. I wanted to see the promised land. I'm just like, you're going to give me what I came here for.
So how was the first round though? Like you wasn't good? You wasn't satisfied the first round? Did you get yours?
I did, but I like I said earlier, it's like the first round is all, it's like the warm up. It's okay. Like, you know, stimulated the girl. She ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And at the same time, a lot of men out there will see these women. We gonna do this all night. I'm gonna do this. We gonna do that. Whatever. It's like you piss a lot of women off. If you can't hang all night, don't say you gonna go all night. You can't. We gonna talk about your ass. Best believe. Before we done rolled up, when I called my girlfriend, girl, I cannot believe this motherfucker done told he going to give me all night. This nigga done went to sleep. He was like, I knew it. He did not. We're going to talk about you. So if you cannot deliver what you talked about.
Broken promises.
Don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say it.
Yeah. That definitely,
that
you know, the broken promises is not cool.
Exactly.
That's definitely not cool. I give you that. You know, but sometimes it does take a little teamwork. It sounds like you're a team player, you know?
But at the same time, I'm not crazy. I understand it's like we got jobs, we got kids. Well, I don't have the kids. But I understand it's like there's factors in life that goes on that sometimes, you know, all night is ain't possible. But at the same time, it's like if you the new boo, the new bae, you audition for that position, if you can't deliver, don't promise nobody what you can't do. Cause we gonna put you on that list.
That's
we gonna
fair.
Put you on the do not fuck with him list. That he ain't shit.
That is a list. That's fair.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Ms. Chris. Let me get into some of the questions. We got a caller, but let me get into like two questions before we get a caller on.
Okay. I think we're gonna two topics.
What makes sex amazing for you? That's like the question I like to start off with.
Sex that goes amazing for me is like we both have the chemistry. We have somehow wound up on the same page. We didn't have to do it. I think for me, it doesn't take a whole lot of quote-unquote freaky stuff to make sex great. We just enjoy each other. We actually like each other. I think it's kind of like uncensored, vulnerable. I like you, you like me. Let's just explore, see where it goes. That makes it amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. GG.
Yeah, I dig that. I can't too much add to that. I do think, you know, we always talk about how it is, it's an emotional connection, you know. I don't try to get too deep and say it's a spiritual connection, because I do believe that takes a little bit of time to ensure that, you know, you really meshing on that level. That's some next level stuff. But, you know, so, but when it comes down to it, you know, you talked about that anticipation and the connection of being on the same page. What about, you know, a little bit more the rawness? Like, do you like for your guy when he's super aggressive? You know, do you like it rough? Do you like a combination of? Do you have an issue telling him what you want, or do you just want him to learn you? You know, so from that aspect, how do you feel about those things?
I like a little combination of he's wanting to please me, but at the same time, I can sense he wants to go a little harder, and I give him that permission. So I lost my whole train of thought. it's like we're both enjoying each other, but it's like I know he's enjoying himself, but it's like he feels like he's going to hurt me, and I tell him, I was like, I can tell. You know, you want to go a little harder, you're not going to hurt me, go ahead. But
okay.
It's kind of hard to describe. It's like both of us got to be on an unspoken same page, if you know what I mean. It's like y'all both just want to explore each other without, like, any crazy expectations. And it's that guy that wants to hold you afterwards, and he ain't scared to lay in the wet spot. He just gives zero fucks. It's like he's there to be with you.
That was good. I like that. Right. Lay in the wet spot.
Let me Let me ask you this.
Because if I had a the West fight, you got to go.
Let me ask you this. Now,
I mean,
you
can't put a towel in the Zoomy while or nothing like that?
Say what?
You can't put a towel on top of it, or you know, you just got to be like, hey, this is us.
I was just going to say, that's the one thing that I'm going to be totally honest right now. So one thing I miss about my ex is, like, we just had amazing sex. Don't even ask what the fuck happened, but it's like, we didn't care about the towel. We didn't care about the wet spot. It was like, it was over. I could lay on him. He could lay on me. Nobody gave a fuck about the wet spot. It's like, we were both there. And so one of the things that, Gigi, you talked about, like, especially being older, all you care about is just, like, the companionship and the intimacy afterwards, because I feel like if it's done, I'm on one side of the bed and you're on the other, why are you even here? Just put the $40 on the fucking nightstand. You can just go. It's almost
done.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely has to be some substance to that. Altogether.
It does.
I can dig
it really
that.
Does.
I can dig it.
I mean, I disagree.
What's your opinion? What you got to say?
I disagree. Like, when we're done, we're done. Like, we could chill, but
what do you mean?
When
you're done,
all...
you're done.
No, I'm saying, like, we could lay down, but we ain't got to be all on each other and all that. Like, we don't got to be, like, sometimes, but not all the time. Not all the time.
So
Sometimes you
don't mind. So you don't mind you rolling over to that side. She roll over to that side, and then, you know, when it's time to you know, get it back in, you can come back together.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think like me and my wife been together so long. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I hear people talk about relationships and stuff, and I be just sometimes after we get off this call, I be me and her talk. And we'd be like, we ain't like that. Like, it ain't like that. You know what people
think? Well, that's also the fact
stuff,
that you're blessed enough that you're married. So, I mean, even with me, and I will be honest with, like, I need that. I need you to let me know that you actually wanted me to be here. So even if we don't roll together in the wet spot, I'm laying in your chest, you touch something. But I need you touch my arm, touch my leg, talk about something. I need you to make me feel like you actually really wanted me here. So if I can't get some type of intimacy out of you, or you're like I said, I'm on one side of the bed, you on the other, you on your phone, I'm on my phone. It's like, that to me is like, why are we even together?
So is that in the is that what you want in the beginning, or you want that throughout the relationship? Like, is that in the beginning, like, okay, just let me know that you appreciate me, you want me here, I'm not just sex. Is that in the beginning, or that's throughout the relationship, even after years and years and marriage and everything?
I would say throughout years and years, because I think if you started that way, set that tone. Now, if you in a situationship, then hey, we fuck, somebody get up and somebody got to go. But if we are trying to work towards something, we're together, or working towards something, then yeah, let me know in some way, shape, or form that, like, you want to be here, you want me here. If that's the case,
that's interesting.
Say somebody.
Yeah, I get
no
that.
Friends.
Let me interject real quick, and let's get the caller in there. Let me share a quick story, because, you know, I've been single for a couple of years now, right? And so when I started dating again, it did take me a little while afterwards to actually date, because I had so many other things I just felt like I needed to catch up on. You know what I mean? Finances, my relationships with my family, making sure my kids was good. So, you know, I reprioritized and kind of pushed dating I pushed it back. So when I started dating, what was really interesting is I would meet these women that I could clearly know that they may have been accustomed to, I guess, what's considered situationships and entanglements, right? And see, me coming from a long-term relationship, you know, I wasn't accustomed to that. And so what would happen is my style of dating and their style of dating was so different that I think I opened them up to something that they was already looking for that they wasn't getting. And what I mean by that, just real briefly, is first of all, if we're, you know, dating, if we're together, that type of thing, and even getting to know each other on another level, you know, it's important to me to know that you're good. I need to know that you're good. I need to know that you're straight. You know, obviously, as a business person, entrepreneur, you know, my style is a little bit different. I'm not really big on long conversations. Like, you're not going to get me on the phone for an hour. I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen. Now, you can get me on the phone for an hour, but it's going to be broken up in 15-minute increments. I'm just keeping it 100. All right.
See,
so, but other than that,
it's something I'm not used to about making sure your lady's good.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Level.
Right. So my thing is, that's my style. That's my style. I can't be anything outside of that. So where some people may think like, yo, what you up to? What you trying to do? You know, what are you trying to do? Make my head big or whatever. And I'm just like, nah, that's just my style. But I'll also say in the sexual department, I did learn, and this is crazy. This is the craziest shit that ever happened before. Like, I was with this sister, right? And then, you know, we did our thing. I probably got maybe 55 pumps in that night, right? So, you know, after all of that,
she got up. I'm sorry.
She got up and she started putting her clothes on, right? And I'm like, I said, yo, you all right? She was like, yeah, you want me to leave, right? I was like, did I say I wanted you to leave? Well, I mean, where you get that from? She was just like, well, I mean, you know, I just thought that you might, you know, we done, we finished. So I thought you might want me to leave. And so that kind of like fucked me up because I'm like, yo, what are you used to, sister? You know what I mean? We ain't even had a conversation like, yo, you know, you good? You want to go another round? You want to hang out a little bit? You know, I don't know. And it wasn't a situation to where it was a booty call. It wasn't that because that's not something that I'm accustomed to. It's like, yo, we going to kick it, you know, we going to kick it, you know, and until we develop what we going to do overall. Because, you know, we doing what we want to do. But that shit kind of fucked me up because her instinct was after sex, you know what I'm saying, go clean your ass up, and then you need to go ahead and dip. You know what I'm saying? She drove, but if she didn't, I guess she would have called her on Uber. I mean, I don't know. So it's really, really interesting, people's concept of, you know, being together or dating or courting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was.
So do you think that age has something to do with that? Like, if you were 30, would you be feeling like, we need to cuddle, I need to know that you love me? If both of y'all, man and a woman, if y'all was in y'all, you know, early 30s, would you feel like that? Or is it because your single older age is like, all right, this is what I'm looking for, period?
It's a good-ass question. I'll let you go first.
It really is. So I'm like, I mean, I think it depends on, like, in the 30s, it's like, with this person that you're talking about, it's like, were you looking for something long-term or y'all just fucking? So, it really, it's a couple different factors.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
at the end of the day, any person wants to know that somebody that they're dealing with cares for me on some level, that you want to care for me back. You know what I'm saying? It's like you want to, like, feed my well-being just a little bit, if that makes sense. So it's like you don't want to feel like I was just a booty call. It's like nurture me just a little bit. I don't know if that's making sense.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
I understand
what you're
saying. I'll piggyback off that, and then we'll move forward.
It's kind of damage to your psyche to know that, like, hey, we did the deal, and it's like, all right, get the fuck out, you know. It's just...
That's a good point. That is a good point, and I'll just piggyback off of that. You know, I think that I think timing is really, really important, you know, depending on where you are. You know, because sometimes you might get into a window, especially if you're out of a relationship and you just want your physical needs met. You know, you may just be like, look, you know, I just, you know, she just She just want me to do what I need to do for her and then, you know, move around, you know. Even if it's a small window of feeling like that, you know, I think that it's a challenge to, you know, really find out the consistency of that. But I also would also say that I think that that has a lot to do with a person's preference. Like, for me, you know, being a Libra, we're very versatile, right? So we're not going to really trip off of if you want either one. Like I said, you know, if she wanted to dip, in my head, I'm like, all right, well, cool, because I didn't really know how to tell you or I didn't know what I was going to say. You're like, well, you know, hey, it's probably a good time. It's probably, you know, traffic is down right now, so you probably want to get going.
Yeah, for me,
you
I'm
know,
like,
traffic is down.
Yeah, and at the same time, for me, I'm like, do I really want this motherfucker, like, wandering outside 2 o'clock in the morning, or do I care about his well-being? And be like, nah, wait till in the morning. It's okay if you leave. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you were saying, it's that balance between, like, do I care about you as a person, or do the right thing? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, especially like we were talking about earlier, it's like we're a little older and stuff. He's a little different, you know. So it's like You really gotta really do a fast analysis on what and who you're dealing with and what the situation is. Like, it's just so it's not. There's none. So
that's a good point. Yeah,
so
but to straight up answer
your
question, I don't think that it's. I don't think that it's an age thing. I think that it is a preference of you know, where a person is at and what they need, what their needs are, is always going to take precedence, because you can have somebody who, you know, quote unquote savage as fuck. Like, you know, I do what I want when I want, I let you know when I want it. And then at the same time, at some point, that person may want more companionship. They may want a little bit more, intimacy in the relationship. So that damn same savage woman now wants your, hey, what you want to eat?
And you got,
I mean,
somebody
you gonna be here for a minute,
right? You got somebody that meets you that's like, I'm trying to pretend like I want to be a savage, but I don't really want to be a savage because I don't know how. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you got to keep your hands up and guard your grill. I would love to let love in.
That's just what it is.
You can't always
don't get that
do
call
it
in here, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Get the call up. All right, let's go. 2748 GI Radio, you on?
Hey, y'all, it's Candy. How y'all doing?
Hey.
What's going on,
Candy?
Candy.
I'm just coming on today because I have to give Gigi his props. Like, last week, I really thought he was just full of shit with these 45 pumps. But I have tested the method. And like, it took us 3 sessions just to get to those 45 pumps, and I'm like,
come on now.
Never would have thought. So like, yeah, I was talking all kind of shit about you last week. So 45
pumps is strong. That's strong.
I mean,
right?
I never knew, and like, I had to literally at one point put a pillow over my head just to count. And, like, it was some variables because, like, we broke up, and I just went over there to get my shit. It wasn't even supposed to be a fuck mission, but, like, it turned into that. And he was all like, you know, you just feel so disconnected. Like, I've never had you close your eyes or put a pillow. I'm like, bruh, I was just counting. Like, it's not that serious.
You're part of an
like, don't even take this into another argument. It's not that serious. it was weird, but yes, I was like, Gigi is on to something.
All right, I love it.
Oh my God,
why
did you come back door?
I appreciate the testimony. It's a testimonial, man. That's important.
It is. It's a beautiful thing.
it's important. Awesome. Hey, 45. I definitely appreciate that.
Yes. Like I said, I just had to call in and give you your props on that one.
I just said 45 was the number.
It.
He said 62, 37. He said 45.
Yeah. And I was determined.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? We're going to get this 45, and I'm done. I'm ready to go after that. But
you know, my ass learned something like 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, like, what number for 45?
But I cannot tell you how hard it is to keep the count, though, when you're in the moment. I was like, wait, five, shit, wait, what was that?
You're like,
not easy.
You're so, you're so
yeah, he hit some spots, yeah. And I'm like, damn it.
Well, you know what? That's a whole nother subject, because that's kind of that you know, that's that breakup sex, right? Breakup sex is a thing. You know, most of us men, we gonna give it all we got, because we need to let you know that not only this is what you're missing, but this is something that somebody else gonna get at some point. So you sure? Are you sure you don't want this wood no more? You know,
it almost turned into some makeup sex.
GC hit some sugars right now. I know a guy I really believe you. Him and his ex had makeup sex. So they baby 4 years old, and they divorced 4 years old. I'm like, somebody went back.
But you got to be strong. Like I said, I gave myself a talk going in. And, I slipped a little bit, but, you know. I'm going to stick to my on this one.
Wait, did you slip a little bit or a lot of it? How much did you really slip?
Oh, I slipped a lot of it. I told you it took three sessions.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He slipped and you were slippery is what happened.
It was only supposed to be an hour, Max.
You got a bucket and some mop that's a wet.
Yes.
Some macaroni and a pot that's a... Let me stop.
You was a good sport, Kenny. We always appreciate you coming through here.
I'm only here for the night. Let me stop.
Definitely.
I can't with you.
Thanks for calling in.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kenny.
Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Why did Candy do that? Now Gigi gonna think he the 45 King. You the 45 King, GG.
Hey, man. Hey, it's real life, man. That's all I'm saying. It's real life. You got to test it out first, man, before you knock it. That's all that is.
I hear that. Let me get some other questions. Let me get Miss Chris some other questions in here. Let me ask you this. Hey, got his head it. I can't find it now.
Uh oh.
Okay, here you go.
I'm going to take
what's
you down
something...
though. Don't say, don't. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's something sexual that you thought that you would love but end up not liking it?
I thought being handcuffed and or choked would be sexy, and they were not. The choking experience, I thought that motherfucker was mad at me. Excuse my French, the way he had his hands around my neck. I'm like, sir. No, that didn't work. And then when I got arrested, that's a whole other story. The handcuffs, they weren't that sexy. They were low cold. So yeah, between being choked to be a handcuff, I was like, yeah, I was fed a lot. This is not the experience I got. So
okay.
And I had another friend. I had another friend that was at my house, and I was talking about the choking thing. And he, we actually stood here by the couch, and he tried to demonstrate the choking technique. I was like, no. It looked all sexy on Pornhub, but when I got to do it, it was just not the same.
That live version was not it.
I was like, this nigga's trying to kill me. I think he mad. Do I owe him some money? I'm talking about his mama. I didn't know. This is not the same thing.
That's good. Those are really good examples because... I've said this before. Now, when it comes to choking, because, I've just learned how to properly... do that. So I learned that from a woman, though, meaning she placed my hands where it needs to go. She told me how to apply the right pressure. Like, she's like, hey, don't choke my throat. You get under my jaw and you get outside of my trach. You know what I'm saying? So there's like a proper way to do it. Because I work out, so I would easily put her in the crusty crab and lock down,
right.
And that would not be a good look for anybody.
Right.
And so I think that I think women should teach men. I don't, you know, if you don't know, some dudes maybe just naturally, hey, you know, that may be their thing. They know how to choke properly.
I think he wanted to just fuck me up. I think he disguised it as like, I really don't like this bitch, I'm gonna get out. I think he was just like,
oh,
I'm just,
man. There was something behind
I really think he wanted to the people's elbow where he was like, legally they might fuck me up, so I'm gonna just, but I really think he was about to get me. Because
okay,
we got a radio show, we having fun. He has bit me on my nipple, like I think he was just, he be mad at me. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got some,
yeah,
underlying.
And then with me, him trying to choke me, I'm just like, bro, I ain't feeling this. I'm trying to pry his fingers, and he tried to put them back. I'm like, bro, I don't think the sex manual said that this was supposed to happen this way. I didn't know. Mm-mm. And like I said,
yeah.
one of my other friends, we, you know, we had a moment where we were talking. He tried to say, you know, you put your hands or your wrists or, you know, the base of your palm here and here. And I'm just like, it didn't do it for me. I don't know where that magical orgasm was supposed to come from, but the orgasm theory did not come for me. So, yeah, those two things, this is not my thing. Maybe later.
Okay. Right. You know, with the handcuffs, Tone, now it makes me understand a little bit better why some of the handcuffs have, like, fur and mink and stuff like that, so the woman don't get cut. So that makes
that
sense.
I've
never had that experience before.
You can be like, oh, they match my slippers from fashion. No, but that's what they do now in 2020. I'm just saying. But
I'm not doing
that direct contact.
Yeah, the cuffs. No. I mean, I really think probably another topic. I really think like restraint, I think, is a great thing. If you have the right partner and you're comfortable and y'all talk about it and just saying, hey, we're going to try this. Because, like, the one person that, yeah, we tried the choking thing unexpectedly, but I also walked in the bedroom and he had a necktie on the bed and I saw it. I'm like, and he restrained me and I liked it, but I would have preferred it better if we had kind of, like, discussed it, but,
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we're talking, baby. Let's get it.
I feel I'm talking to you, Gigi. My God, like, so. here's the thing. This is where me and Gigi always had different opinions. I feel like, as being a man, like, some things you should just go for it. I think, like, if I have a conversation, like, let's say I wanna tie my wife up. I don't want to ask her, can I do it? I don't want to be like, hey, tonight I'm thinking about tying you up. I think that takes away everything. I'd rather try it.
I feel like being a single person and the way I got introduced to it and the small experience I had, I feel like with you and your wife, and because, like, real quick, I listened to, like, some previous episodes of, like, the show, and apparently you and your wife have really tight bond. Y'all talk about a lot of stuff. I feel like that would be the perfect scenario because I feel like y'all can actually talk about it, discuss it, hash it out, be like, babe, let's try necktie first, let's try handcuffs, let's try like, I don't know, like a t-shirt, like try something, but you guys are able, like y'all have that trust, y'all can kind of like kiss it out, talk it out, touch it out. Y'all had that trust and that bond where you should, like, kind of, like, work through it playfully, do it, whereas somebody like me, where it's a situationship, I walk in a room this motherfucker got a tie with the bed trying to choke my ass out, I feel like that works a lot better. I mean, sometimes the stranger danger thing is not always the best thing. So I'm a little envious of you and your wife, because it's like y'all have the relationship. It's like you can play around with it and you're comfortable with it. So that makes it work. If that makes sense.
So like, I'm not asking her anything.
Explore that. No, you should. You really should.
No.
Listen.
I'm not asking nothing, and I don't want her to ask me anything. You get what I'm saying? I don't want her to. If she's feeling a way, if she's feeling something, like when you be around somebody long enough, you kind of know what not to do and what to do. You get what I'm saying? So certain things.
I would love a situation to where I'm dating a guy and I was comfortable enough to like, babe, let's play around with like some BDSM where I know he's not going to do anything crazy to me. That would make it safer, more comfortable for me, because I know he's not going to do anything crazy. He ain't going to, like, snatch my wallet, run out the door. I just think that because y'all are married, it's another safety level. Gigi, where you at? Back me up. Help me out. Say something.
Well,
yeah, what's
you
the
know,
bathroom is this?
What I have to say about Tony and his wife is they're a very unique couple. They're like friends, right? They're like best friends. So if you didn't know that they were married, you would think that they besties, right? You would really have to know their situation. And so they are unique. So when Tony say what he say, it's for real. It's how he feel. But in that sense, though, I mean, I always feel like there should be some type of conversation, especially if you're going to do something new, only to ensure that there's no awkward-ass moments, you know, or that, you know, a person is comfortable saying, well, look, you know, I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So him and his, like, I don't think that his wife would, like, be, I'm going to stick my fingers up your ass. You know what I'm saying, and catch them on guard.
No, that's not
going to
happen.
Because that's not going to happen. But at the same time, if a couple, if a woman is into that, I think that she should say, hey, you know, I like sticking my fingers up my man's ass.
So, Tone, here's my question. So, Tone is doing a radio broadcast about Freaky Friday stuff. Has your wife ever been on, or has she ever done a show about women that want to become wives? Like, what advice does she have to give to women
come on now.
With wife potential? Oh, that's probably like a whole nother layer.
She listens. She on the. She call in every night, but she's
okay.
Not gonna say anything. She's not gonna talk or say anything. That's not gonna
because
happen.
I'm that person. I respect any everybody's opinion. I love to learn from people. I believe in being a lifelong learner. So because I have never been married. I have no kids. I'm completely single. I'm running around buck ass naked, three floors, do what the fuck I want. But at the same time, it's like I at one day would like to have a spouse or a significant other that's gonna choke me out. Bite my nipples, restrain me safely in my environment. So, hey, I'm gonna learn what it is to learn.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think that you did. People just, I don't know, man. I relationship is like finding.
You up tonight,
though? No. I'm just saying, like, I think people overthink. Being in a relationship, right? I think people got like, okay, I want this, and this. That's cool. That's cool and everything, but it don't work like that. You get what I'm saying? It don't work like that. You know, you got some people that be like,
I agree.
I want somebody. They gotta be 6'2". They gotta have muscles. They gotta have green eyes. They gotta have like that's not being realistic. You get what I'm saying? Like, okay, you get that, and then he can't cook, or he beat on you, or he out all night. You get what I'm saying? So I think people
gotta
go
with
happiness over.
I got tired of the whole like women don't like good guys. What do you mean you're a good guy? It's like there's so many factors, like you mentioned, Tone. It's like you can't just say good guy. There's a whole list of shit that goes behind good guy. You can't just say good guy. So it's crazy. Mm. Nothing fits neatly into one small box.
That's real.
There's no way. But at the same time, if y'all got some more questions, if y'all want to move on, I mean, because I got all
definitely.
Night. I ain't got nowhere to go. Let's go.
Get it?
Definitely.
Well, so let me jump into this here real quick. And I want to thank everybody who's on the line. Definitely, if you want to jump in this conversation, if you want to ask Ms. Chris anything,
let him in.
Tone anything, or myself, Gigi,
I think we forgot other people were here, right? We just started, like, talking and shit, and she just got away.
Well, and that's why I'm here, to bring it all back. You see how that works? You guys can jump right in, and we'll try to get you in here because I know that we're getting close. So I do want to ask, have you, Ms. Chris, ever experienced watching other people have sex and or being watched while having sex?
Okay, so my experience with that was I was at a party. And Gigi, I was listening to prior broadcasts, and you talked about like just some vanilla stuff. I consider myself vanilla, but I consider myself like I've seen other things out of my curiosity. So I was at an event, and this young lady came to me, and she said, "Would you fuck my boo while I watch?" And I said, "Fuck it, yeah, I would." So yes, I let her do fuck me while she watched. I don't know what she got out of it. I really believe she did to please him, but I enjoyed it. So.
Wait a minute. You're not just going to run through that story like that.
We won't allow that.
You're not going to run through that like that.
What else would you like to know?
Tone. She jumped out the window on that one, didn't she?
Yeah, that was a quick She threw that in there real quick, like boom, 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 boom. Okay, what's next? Like, no, we gotta go back. We gotta rewind.
Like, you ain't gonna just say what you said. They just said like, okay, what would you like to know?
Well, one thing that's important is, and this is actually a question that Tone repeatedly has to ask because. He likes to know what was that conversation like. I mean, obviously, there has to be some eye contact. Obviously, there's got to be some attraction. There has to be some type of idea that this could be a very bad idea or this could be a very good idea. Like, you have to go through those emotions is what we're thinking. And so that's why we just want to see how this thing played out. First of all, that ain't just some damn party. that ain't no 40th or 20 years working for this company retirement party. That's not that. So what kind of damn party was this, and how did you even get yourself in that scenario, and then how did it go down? Like, did y'all go to the room? Did you go around the corner? Did you go outside? Like, what? We need that.
Okay, so I'm a little lit, so I'm going to try to, like, tell the story as best I could. So I've heard you, Gigi, with broadcast mention, like, vanilla people and whatever. So, yeah, I've had somebody in my past talk about the lifestyle. So if you know about lifestyle, when I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying. And so
absolutely.
I explored that. It wasn't something for me, but I respect the people in it, and they do what they do. So, this was like probably a few years ago, and I probably say a few years ago, probably like 6, 7, 8 plus years ago. It's been a while. And so, I was at an event, and I don't know if this particular young lady was just trying to impress the guy that she was trying to get to know, but she said to me, and it was a pool party. And she said, "Will you fuck my boo while I watch?" And I said, "Okay." And so I did. And I have been to a couple of these lifestyle events just to, you know, just to kind of see what goes on, because truthfully, to me, when I go to these types of parties, few and far between, I mean, to make that clear, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. You are very relaxed. It's open. It's free. The last one I went to, I was in a hot tub, completely naked, just having a good time, having a conversation, and just being who you are. And just it's just a good time. But at the same time, I've also had people, or I would say men, say to me, hey, I want to go to a lifestyle party, but I don't want my girl to know. So to them, I would say that's not a lifestyle party. That's not something you would do. That's not a lifestyle. Now you're cheating. So let me also make another point clear, is like, I'm not an expert. I just delved into things on my own based on what I have experienced with somebody else said to me years ago, saying, oh, if I take you to this type of party scenario, what would you do? I don't know what I would do because I'm not there. So once I get there, I'll give you a better understanding. And so I ended up meeting up with other people. And truthfully, it's been so long, like 10-plus years, I can't even tell you how I met the people that I got there with. But when I got there, it's like it was an open atmosphere. It's like you can be in, like, whatever type of outfit you wanted to. Okay, I wanted to say that. I would just say be open and be comfortable. Be you. And so you also have to be open-minded. Absolutely, at the end of the day. And so I went in there, and it's just like, you see things. And I also went to a club. I don't know if I want to say where I'm located at right now, but I went to a club, and one of my friends, she does a very interesting dance that was just like, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't forget as she's twerking. But you see people doing things, and it's just, it's sexually open and sexually free. I would definitely say if you're in a relationship, if you're in a couple, meaning either you're married, engaged, talking, whatever, and for one, if you don't want the person that you are dealing with to know what you're doing, that's cheating, that's not swinging. Don't pressure body into doing something when you get there. Because, like I said earlier, probably, the person I was dealing with, he was like, what you going to do? You get there? I don't know. I haven't been there. I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. But at the same time, I will say that they are the most welcoming, very fun, very free, very open group of people I ever met. So definitely go and have a good time. And that's all I got to say about that. But it's like... Just be happy.
We
be
got
fucking
you.
Free. Just do what the fuck you want. And I almost forgot, like, I'm on a fucking radio show. I'm just talking. It's like, be happy. Be open. Be free. Be receptive.
I got to ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead and ask it.
Okay, so you go to this party.
I'm like on my fucking tangent. Yeah.
You go to this party. Do you go to this party with the intention, with intentions like, of doing something, or are you going to this party to just fill it out and then something happens?
You go with both. You really go with both. You go, and I will say you go with, like, first of all, you have to dress down. You can't walk up in there New York style, I'm going to have Tim's on, whatever. Like, you go in there with an open mind, open attitude. So, yeah, go in there. Relaxed and receptive. So, sorry, I'm but you definitely go in there. You go in there open and receptive. You don't go in there and be like, you got a fucked up attitude. But just go in there and be open and receptive. It's like, just be ready to be willing and explore. I will say that.
Okay.
Non-judgmental. That's really important too. That don't judge. Because you in there, too, so you can't judge other people in there, you in there, too.
Yeah, facts. You can't be talking about people and you in there, so I definitely get that. I just wanted to know, like, if you decide to go to one of these parties or these clubs, are you going with the intention to have a threesome or another woman or man.
It could very well happen. You just have to be receptive, whatever. It could happen. I can't say yes or can't say no, but it could happen. Especially depending on, it's like different groups will throw different styles of parties. And I just will say, because I don't know who's listening, I'm not an expert. I went to maybe 4 events to kind of get a feel out, knowing that it was not, just, I'm going to just be clear, it was not for me. But at the same time, being able to go to, like, that type of party, it's a pool, it's a jacuzzi, it's whatever, I can take all my clothes off, have a good time, bare my soul, have a conversation, whatever, and nobody fucking judges, it's great. But it's like you have to definitely know your audience. And so know what you're going in there for and why you're going in there for.
Hey.
That's good. That's good. I'll go ahead and jump in.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm sure that I'll answer whatever you're thinking or whatever the question is. So just to kind of open things up just a little bit more, and I appreciate you being very open and honest about that, Ms. Chris, because that's, you know, not everybody can understand that. You know, not everybody is willing and open to experiment, actually do it. Now, do a lot of people think about it? Oh, hell yeah. There's married people to think about it. You know what I mean? There's people that are dating to think about it, those types of experiences. So, you know, we're not going to get into lifestyle, but just to mention so everybody
but
understands.
But if y'all do,
very,
I know a
very
couple
clear
people that would
about,
love to come
I,
on.
Hold on now. You had your spiel.
I'm sorry.
You had your spiel. Let me get to it. So the thing about it is a lot of people are curious about, quote unquote, you know, the lifestyle. And really it's just as simple as people being very free-spirited, very open to conversation, open with their sexuality, you know, being very uninhibited and things like that. So obviously there's groups and there's levels, right? So there's some people that are just full-blown swingers, swapping partners, and shit like that. And then you have some people that are curious, you know, curious to the lifestyle. Then you have some people that's kind of, you know, just in it and kind of discovering if it's for them. So there's different levels. So just like you mentioned, you know, different parties, there's different levels. But the point is to have people in a group that are very open to getting to know each other on another level. And it's a quote-unquote safe, protected atmosphere. And that's to include judging motherfuckers too, right? Because that's what it boils down to. Nobody wants to be judged because you have
right.
people in different walks of life. There's people in there who are physicians. I mean, let's be 100. You guys seen Eyes Wide Shut? There's judges in that motherfucker. The mayor might be in that. You know, he might be wearing a masquerade top, but, you know, so there's different people in different walks of life and you know, different backgrounds and stuff that are in there, but everybody's there for the same common purpose, which is to enjoy themselves, free from judgment, just to get to know each other. So the thing is, just because somebody want to fuck somebody don't mean it's going to happen. You know, so there's still conversation, and there still has to be some level of trust to the point to where, you know, we're going to do this, and it either stays right here or, you know, you become a familiar face. And that's just kind of what that lifestyle is about. And the reason why I know so much, in case I get inboxes, don't invite me y'all party, is because I did a show. A three-part show that talked about lifestyle, you know, BDS and kink, poly lifestyle and things like that. So, you know, I mean, just like studying folks that you know, don't do that, monogamous relationships and all that. You know, there's different dynamics for different people. And a lot of it, the fact of the matter is a lot of people are curious. So people can come and be voyeurs and just look. You know, I've watched some folk, and I was like, okay, I didn't get involved, but, you know, it was still something. I was like, well,
and I was like, I just
want to
get
this kind of crazy
because I don't really know you.
You know, so you know, people do get curious, and a lot of people want to experience that, but because they feel they may be judged. Or they feel like, hey, I mean, because you got to think about it. If you go there and you recognize somebody, what you going to say? Because they in there. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to be like? What you doing? Man, what
and
you
I
doing?
I will say that's the issue with the military. Because we talked about the veteran shit early when we first got on. It's like a lot of military people do this. But I don't know anybody specifically I would like snitch on because I would not do that. But it's like everything is everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're going to leave the military up out of this one, though. Let them have that.
Exactly. That was the first one. He was like, what you going to do? And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. What is I'm going to do? But how many years later I'm going to do what I'm going to do? But... So tell me.
So watching others did turn you on, though?
It really did. But she was like, fuck my boo while I watch. I was like, well, look at my... Skin 30, I ain't got shit else to do. I mean, if you really want me to do that.
Okay, and how'd that work out, though? What, was it a good experience? Like, was you able to bust in front of this girl while you knocking her dude off? Was you able to nut?
I don't even remember if that insignificant, but I'm just like, was you really trying to do that much for him to get him to notice you?
Well, that's her problem. We're talking about you, though. Did you bend that ass over in front of her and really take that wood in front of her?
I think I laid it down, but it was so insignificant. I'm like, what was the purpose of this fighting? You just, was she trying to show him that she was down? I just don't really understand what the fuck that was for. But, yeah. Next question, Tone, what you got?
Mm-hmm. She want to slide. Let her slide, Tone. She's trying to slide over to the right
side. I think
Tom
was asleep.
Nah, he get it together. But you know what? So I do want to say that you know, that's real life. And people have different experiences in their past, you know, and there's nothing for anybody to judge because again, some people have done some things and some people want to do them.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all about you know. Making that experience happen.
I'm that person. I'm all about exploration, especially me having an opportunity. I'm just like, whatever. As long as nobody died or felt unsafe, I'm okay with that. So. Sorry.
Yeah, don't. I mean, you only live one.
But I told you earlier. I said strip that threesome. Threesome question. I have never done threesome. I don't know when that's going to come up. So like.
Well, I'm pretty sure you had a threesome if you just told them a sad story.
I just told your monkey ass I never did one. Why did you won't?
Oh, you said you never did one. I couldn't hear you.
I said, man. No,
oh, okay.
I never. So skip on past that and something else.
Oh, wow. So let's go back to this session with the girl, right? So the girl asks you to sleep with her man or just a guy?
It was her man.
Okay. So what did, like Gigi said, like what did you get out of, I'm confused, like what did you get out of it? Like how
okay,
did it turn
so,
you in?
I'm going to wrap this up instead of going to do something else. Cause like, it was really like, I think she did it to look better in his eyes, but I fucked him. It wasn't really like, oh my God, he blew my back out. It's like we did it kind of like at that atmosphere we were in. So I fucked him in front of her, but it's like, it wasn't like a huge event. So it's kind of like unnecessary.
Okay.
So it was insignificant
to
me. It was fun. It may have meant something to him, but to me it was just like, okay, she wanna see me fuck her, get fucked by her dude, but I mean, are you trying to please him so to make yourself look better? But it was not like, maybe, blew my back out.
Maybe. All right, I got one more question. One more question, because
okay,
we are
sure,
we are a half an hour over the time as usual. We never stop
so
on time.
If you want to extend it, so I got all night. I ain't got nowhere to go. So if we can talk this in 2 hours. I have nowhere to go.
We're going to ask one more question. I'm going to ask one more, and if Gigi, if you got one more, you can ask one more.
Go ahead.
My question is, what is your favorite sex position and why?
Ooh, I love doggy style. And I like it because I feel like the guy or the man that I'm with, that was behind me, I would love him to dominate me. It's like, that's the position where, like, you are showing me why you're here. Like, you pleasing me. You are fucking banging my back out. You pleasing me. You digging deep. You are all up in that shit. That's why you're here.
Okay.
And it's like, that's our connection, especially when, like, he can reach over and, like, rub my clit with my hand or his hand or both our hands. Oh, my God. This is like, ooh. You're all about it. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Gigi, you got a question.
She went back. She went back to that special place on us, man.
I did. I did. But, like, doggy style, it's like as the man in the situationships, it's like you touching my spot, I can't even find the words to try right now. It's like doggy style. It's like, and I think the list of questions we're talking about, like being like dominant, submissive, it's like I feel like with a man, I'm going to be submissive because in a sexual situationship or whatever we're doing, whatever, relationship, whatever, it's like I'm going to let the man set the pace. So, yeah.
I dig it.
But doggy style's like, that's what you can. I feel like I give you the option as a man when you're doing that. You can dig deep, you can do whatever you want. You can be as aggressive or non-aggressive as you want to. But I even mentioned it, be like, if you want bang my back out, go up in this foot. I'm sorry. If you want bang it out, hey, bang it out.
All right. So the last question, and then we can get into the social media handles for everybody. The last question,
okay,
I would say, what would be a sexual fantasy of yours that you would like to do that has not happened yet?
I'm not that hard to please. I think right now I would just love to be like missionary position at infinity pool in Bali right now. Just me and the person that I really love, really care about right now would be ideal for me.
So that's nice and romantic. So you want a romantic experience, just a deeper connection, and just enjoying you and your person.
Yes, because that's something I've not had in a very, very long time. So I would love
real.
A romantic deep connection. I would love a vacation. How about that? A romantic vacation. How's
a vacation.
That?
I think a lot of us are due. I think a lot of us are due for vacation. You know, some people are making it happen, though. You know, I've been looking through my timeline, and folks is on yachts and Punta Cana and sliding over to Jamaica and things like that.
I will be on a yacht next weekend, and then like Gigi, well, you know, and in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh damn!
You
was in DMV. I would invite your ass up.
Y'all aren't ready for Gigi after dark. You think he is, but you're not.
Wait a minute. I got a question, though. So I'm really, like, done. So we can't invite no more callers to come in and ask no more fucking questions. Like, we're just done. We have no more.
We're actually 30 minutes over the time. We was only supposed to be on for 9 to 10.
You can't extend it at all?
We are in extended play.
We can't get like one
this,
more
this
question.
Is extended
like,
play.
I'm like, I don't know. I feel like we sent this shit. I'm like, I don't. Did we do the listeners and viewers justice? I don't know. But did we? That's the wop. I'm sorry. Like we didn't. Then we see
so,
too little. Like, what happened tonight? Like.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and make sure that all of the listeners, the followers, and everything like that has our platform, so we can get that out the way. That way, we're not cutting off time of the exposure. So, Ms. Chris, if you want to give the listeners your information as far as your social media handles and how they can get in contact with you, how they can see you in your two-piece next week. If that's available to the public, drop that information for us. Drop that information for us.
So let me just first and foremost, I had a wonderful time. I just hate that we did not get around to. Hopefully, I talked too fucking much, but we did not get around to any questions from the viewers. But on Instagram, I'm taking a break from Facebook, but like on. Instagram, I am Miss Chris. I am MissChrisso. Oh shit! I'm Miss Chris. Shut up. Okay.
Miss Crystal, is that what you're sipping on?
I don't know. I was gonna get that, so I'm not laughing at shit. Okay. So I am Miss Chris, and it's like C-H-R-I-S underscore. God damn it. Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
Gigi, where can they find you at?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely, guys. Facebook. You back? You can find me on Facebook, Malloy Rob, MallOyRob, and jump on some of those posts, man. I got some really good posts, even for today. IG,
right,
you can
now.
Always find me at GG After Dark. Find me at GG After Dark, and you can also find me at
Is
Rob, R-O-B, G-I-G. Hello? Are you there?
No,
you lit over there. So, Rob GG Malloy, guys, you can find me on Rob GG Malloy on IG. And, of course, you can always find me, ggafterdark.com. Tone, what up? How can we get to you?
Definitely. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI underscore Tone, Facebook Tone Mitchell. And, of course, make sure you follow in the radio station, GEI Radio, on all social media platforms. Again, big shout out to the call us. We went way over time, but big shout out to y'all for staying on, kicking it with us, listening to us each and every Friday at 9 o'clock. Big shout out to our guest, Miss Chris. You was a great, great, great sport. You answered all the questions.
Indeed.
You answered everything.
Yeah, I feel like
this is a show.
The surface. Oh my god.
Ooh. Ooh, maybe we need to do a part two sometime down the road. Just scratch the surface.
I think we should.
Oh. But we definitely appreciate you taking time out of your Friday night to kick it with us and everybody. Again, make sure y'all tune in each and every Friday at 9 to, we're just going to say until. We're not going to say to 10. We're just going to say until. Myself, Gigi. Enjoy the rest of y'all weekend. We out. Jeez.
Be safe.
Be safe out there. Wash your hands.